Spirit said to me in the vestry, you put two chairs out, looks as though you want some volunteers. I'll put your mind at rest. No, it's all right. I know if I'm sitting there in the two chairs there, I always think somebody wants a volunteer and I start hiding behind somebody in front of me. But no, these two chairs represent God guiding us. God guiding us. But if I put the two chairs together, what about that one? What might that represent, do you think? God carrying us, yes, yeah. And you know, when I see a stack of chairs in church, it sometimes does remind me God carrying the church. Of course, there are things we have to do. He expects us to get on and do things ourselves. But he's there ready to carry us. There's a story about a minister who went to visit someone who was sick. And she noticed an empty chair inside, or just beside the man's bed. And it was set at a curious angle. And she asked what it was doing there. The man said that he used to find it difficult to pray because he didn't know what to say to someone who wasn't there. But a friend had told him to put an empty chair close to his bed and imagine that Jesus was sitting on it. Then he would be able to speak to Jesus and listen to what he said back in return. I don't know whether the man had found a good way to pray. I think perhaps it is a good thing to put a chair there and draw it up and talk to Jesus. I don't know what he might have said to the man. Well, this morning we're going to explore some beautiful words of prayer by St. Paul.